Indonesia is an archipelago off the coast of Southeast Asia situated right along the equator. There are five major islands including Sumatra, Java, Borneo, Sulawesi, and New Guinea. To the southwest of Indonesia is the Indian Ocean, with the Pacific to the northeast of Indonesia. Several prominent seas surround the country, like the Java Sea, Timor Sea, Banda Sea, and Celebes Sea. As a country made up of thousands of islands, Indonesia has a rich marine life that is important both commercially and recreationally. The coral reefs surrounding the various islands are some of the most biodiverse in the world. This country also has several inland freshwater fish species. It's no surprise that Indonesia is listed as the world's second largest producer of seafood. Read on to discover 8 spectacular fish found in Indonesia. 1. Skipjack tuna. One of the most commercially fished species in Indonesia is tuna, including skipjack tuna. They are also called the striped tuna due to the 4 to 6 horizontal stripes on their sides. These silvery blue tuna can get to be around 32 inches long and weigh between 7 and 40 pounds. That may seem impressive, but skipjacks are actually one of the smaller tunas, especially when compared to the largest Atlantic bluefin that averages 500 to 1,000 pounds. The largest bluefin tuna on record was 1,496 pounds. The largest skipjack on record was 45 pounds 4 ounces. But size is not the name of the game for skipjacks, it's quantity. Skipjack tuna are a schooling fish and large schools of them can be found in and around Indonesia. They often school along with yellowfin tuna, another fish common in Indonesia. 2. Red Emperor Snapper. The Red Emperor Snapper is another commercially fished marine fish. Compared to tuna, snappers have a deeper body and can reach 46 inches long, nearly 4 feet, but more commonly fall in the 2-foot range. They are light red to pinkish in color, with darker red fins. Juveniles have an apparent white/red vertical banding. Young red emperors are exported from Indonesia for the aquarium trade. If you decide to keep one in your saltwater aquarium, be ready for a commitment. Their long lifespan is 20 to 35 years, although some have been recorded to live 40 years. 3. Mandarin fish. Some of the most spectacular tropical fish inhabit the coral reefs of Indonesia. The Coral Triangle is one of the largest coral reef systems off the coast of Indonesia. It is home to 37% of the world's coral reef fish species. Every color of the rainbow is represented in and around the reef, from bright red scorpion fish to orange-striped triggerfish. Mandarin fish, or mandarin dragonets, are psychedelic blue and bright orange. They have a unique patterning of squiggly lines and spots, with the edges of their fins outlined in blue. Because of their unique patterns and colors, these bottom dwellers have become a popular fish in the aquarium trade. They only get to be around 3 inches long, so they don't need a massive tank. 4. Splendid Dottyback. If you are diving off the coast of Indonesia, you might run into the small splendid dottyback. These fish have a base color of deep blue with horizontal rows of yellow to white dots. They have a long fanning dorsal fin that goes all the way to their bright yellow tail. Their anal fin also shares the bright yellow coloration. These little fish only get to be around 3 inches long but are a bit feisty. Splendid dottybacks live in the shallower reefs around Indonesia near tube sponges. The spectacular dottyback is definitely a spectacular looking reef fish. 5. Yellow tang. While you'll probably find the mandarin fish or splendid dottyback swimming on their own, the yellow tang prefers to swim in small groups. These bright, neon yellow fish are another popular aquarium choice. They live in the coral reefs surrounding Indonesia and can grow to about 8 inches. Their rounded bodies are about the size of a salad plate. Yellow tangs have a distinct pointed mouth and almost perfectly triangular tail fin. Amazingly, at night, their yellow coloring fades, almost like they have a dimmer setting. During the day, the bright coloration returns. 6. Koi, freshwater. Although Indonesia is surrounded by ocean and seas, we can't overlook some of the spectacular inland fish, like the beautiful koi. Koi fish are a form of domesticated carp dating back to the early 19th century. They did not originate in Indonesia but have been admired and introduced to the Indonesian communities. These fish are originally from Japan. Their color variations and grand size make them an intriguing species. Resorts often build elaborate koi ponds and gardens around these fascinating fish. Frequently, you will see multicolored koi in orange, white, and black, with some unique markings. However, there are also yellow and red colorations in the mix. While most koi fall in the 12-15-inch range, they can reach lengths of 3 feet or more. In the wild, they have an average lifespan of 15 to 20 years, but in captivity they can live quite a bit longer. 7. Slender walking catfish, freshwater. A variety of species of catfish are also found in Indonesia's freshwaters. Some of the islands have rivers and lakes with thriving catfish populations. One of the most unique catfish in Indonesia is the slender walking catfish. They look kind of eel-like but still have the whisker-like barbels coming from their head. Slender walking catfish have a long dorsal fin that runs almost the length of their body, and they move somewhat like an eel. They grow to about 20 inches long and live in blackwater habitats. In Indonesia, they inhabit the waters off the islands of Java, Sumatra, and Kalimantan. But why are they quad, walking catfish quad? During overly dry seasons, these amazing fish can use their pectoral fins and adaptive lungs to maneuver across land to a better environment. 8. Longfin tetra, Pterosaurin longipinnis. Researchers and divers continue to find new and unusual species in the ocean as more than 80% of the ocean remains unmapped and unexplored. Indonesia is a hot spot for research due to the biodiversity of species found in the coral reefs and surrounding waters. Some fish discovered here are variations of species already documented, while others are brand new species. Indonesia is teeming with undiscovered species, and the more research we do, the more unique species we find. Researchers recently discovered the Pterosaurin longipinnis, a longfin tetra. And when we say quad, long-finned, quad, we aren't kidding. This newly discovered species has, you guessed it, really long pectoral fins. They are a long skinny fish that gets to be about 4 to 5 inches. They are silvery to white and have big black eyes. The variations in tetra fish are truly remarkable, and finding new species sparks the possibilities of thousands of more undiscovered species.